League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
805 on ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5. John and Lance here with you at 713-780-3776. Back to our Astros. Alex Bregman is... He's on fire, dude.
He is a good American.
Alex Bregman, I think he's hitting, I want to say, 329 this month.
Yeah.
He is...
This is weird. He usually doesn't start slow and get hot, but for some reason, for the first time in all seven of his career years in baseball, 8 years, he's doing the exact same thing he literally always does.
Always does. A 4-for-4 yesterday. He has just been... And you know what? And Dana said it. As Bregman goes, we go. And I was like, that's putting a little much on him, isn't it? In June, 364, 956 OPS.
Okay. I like it.
That's his June. This is what amazes me, dude. How good is Alex Bregman right now? For 15 years, Lance Berkman was a 943 OPS. For 15 years in the big leagues. And he's got a 943 OPS, just under what Bregman is doing this month. And we're lauding Bregman as just an unbelievably great player. And Lance Berkman did that for 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
That's how good Lance Berkman was.
I know. It'll make you mad just going
It makes
through.
Me mad.
You can't go through, you can't play the Lance Berkman game anymore.
No.
It's just going to make you mad.
It's the first ballot, nobody, that guy's better than I don't know how many guys that are in the Hall of Fame. Anyway. So, Alex Bregman, after the game, at sweeping... Oh, I learned this weekend, too.
Yeah.
Do you believe this? Since Adley Rutschman has been on this team, 177 series, they were swept one time before this weekend.
What?
177 series that Adley Rutschman had played in. The Baltimore Orioles had been swept one time. That's unbelievable.
Wow. I mean, Adley Rutschman had to have played in it, but yeah.
Yes. Well, no, since he's been on the team.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's unbelievable. And
he's so talented.
He is. But it ain't just about him. That's a good organization.
Good organization.
And then the Astros swept him this week.
Mike Elias has put together a great organization. And the Astros swept him. And the Astros.
After they look great.
And the Astros bats jumped on him quick, you know. They didn't score they scored a ton of runs in one game, but the Astros jumped on them quick. Like, the Astros, that's been the big problem, is the Astros, you know what they've avoided? The first three-inning blues. Have you noticed they've avoided the first three-inning blues for the most part. You had one, who was it the other day that gave up the rocket? Wasn't Fromber. Was it Bloss? No. Oh no! It was Blanco. It was Fromber, right? Gave up the rocket early in the game, and then then settled in, and there was no problem.
No. Fromber was yesterday.
No. Who was it? Was it Ronel Blanco the other day? Gave up the rocket, the home run, and then he just really settled in.
Well, Hunter Brown gave up a solo home run in his last outing.
Maybe I'm thinking of I'm not thinking of Hunter. Well, all I know is that Hunter has avoided the three run inning. Blanco has never, he only had a couple games in a row and he's been fine. Fromber has really locked in. Man, Fromber has really locked in and dialed in where he's going with his pitches, and he's looked terrific lately. You're just running out of, you know, the problem right now is the Astros may unfortunately may have to make a move. And it won't be a super costly move, but they may have to make a trade here pretty quickly and add an arm, because you've got some real momentum. You don't want to lose the momentum. You got Verlander, who is out on the IL right now. Garcia's going to take a while to get back. We can't keep mentioning – I don't even want to mention McCullers until I see McCullers and he's healthy. So the reality is you do hope that Garcia comes back, and you will get Justin Verlander back at some point. But you have so little depth right now, and with the amount of – you just lost one of your better minor league pitchers. So what are you going to do?
Well, it's only inflammation, so there's a chance that the kid comes back.
Inflammation where?
Inflammation in the shoulder.
Yeah. Right. Nope, he ain't coming back anytime soon. Can't afford to.
Well, it's minor inflammation, too. So
they pulled him out of a game, though.
Well, I understand. He said he felt something that he hadn't felt before. So and rightfully so, get him out of there, get him healed, and then get back.
But maybe, don't you maybe think it makes sense, though?
Listen, you can't win it all with Jake Bloss anyway.
No,
Jake, you got to have Justin Verlander.
Couldn't
back.
You see?
You got to have McCullers.
Couldn't you see them trading for an arm, a back end, you know, trading somebody from your A ball for an arm, a major league arm that maybe like makes a little bit
nope.
more. Why not?
Because you're $4 million from another tax threshold. Because they're just not doing that.
Well, then get somebody less than that.
Yeah. Well, less than, who are you getting for less than $4 million?
Well, I mean, you probably somebody at the Astros have scouted. Maybe somebody who's a very average pitcher who's on club control. Maybe a guy who's coming up with, I mean, I have to look around, but maybe somebody who's coming up on, you know, on arbitration. Somebody to, that not only gets you through tough times now, but somebody you have on the roster. Listen, instead of Nick Hernandez, who you can use as a long reliever
You already sent him down. Brian King looked really good. I felt so good for those kids yesterday. Brian King comes in. And his parents are in the stands, and the mom looked like she was crying there. He got through an inning in seven. I get through the Baltimore Orioles in seven pitches. I mean, how awesome was that? And then Contreras comes in. I think they misspelled his name when he first came in. Then Contreras comes in, and he gives up the hit, but he's able to get out of the inning without giving up any runs. So they both got clean sheets. What a great start for both of their – how often is it that a team in June has got two major league debuts in the same – in back-to-back innings? That's how desperate the Astros are right now. In June – make no mistake, they're in the thick of the pennant race. They're in the thick of a race because, and we're not even to the All-Star break, so we're okay. But this team is so banged up, is so snake-bitten this year that they had, this weekend, they had three major league debuts on the pitching staff. And you know what? They're probably going to have another one coming up. We'll see. I don't think you do that, Lance. I think They held Seth Martinez out. The reasoning of that Seth Martinez did not pitch this weekend, they like Seth Martinez when there's three straight right-handed bats coming up. And the Orioles do a lot of left-right, left-right. So Seth Martinez, as they're holding him back, I think they throw Seth Martinez, and then they maybe do Seth Martinez as a three-inning opener on Tuesday in Toronto. Let everybody use their regular rotation, their regular 4-day rest. Tuesday you get to Toronto. Monday you get to Toronto, and you got your last starter on his 4-day rest, and you got that open spot, and you put Seth Martinez in there, and let Seth Martinez throw three, maybe if he can get to four innings.
But what are you doing about depth? Like, you can't have any injuries at all.
Well, no, obviously.
Well, you need depth somewhere.
Well, no, but you think people are coming back. Justin Verlander is going to come back. Luis Garcia is going to come back.
Justin Verlander has had two injuries this year that have kept him from two separate ones, a neck and an arm before the season even started that have cost him time. It tracks with his age.
A neck is better, though, right now.
And then Garcia, we don't know how he's going to respond.
No, we don't know. We don't know if he's going to come back after all this time off. We have no idea. That is true. But what are you going to get for a $2 million pitcher, though? I mean, honestly.
No, you're just getting somebody to bridge the gap and be a minor. I'm not talking about a great player. I'm just talking about a guy who can give you decent starts and can pitch out of the bullpen after that. I mean, I really am. I'm not talking about – I think it's a minor trade. I'm not looking for a major trade. It would be a minor league prospect – for a guy that you take off somebody else's team and who they think is very, very average. These trades happen all the time. And I'm not, when I say trade, it's not going to be sexy. It's just a guy. It's just a guy to help you.
Okay.
It's somebody who would be like, it would be like Jake Bloss coming up from the minors. It'd be one of those situations. A guy that has some major league experience who can give you some innings, and that's it. So I don't want you to think it's going to be anything sexy, because obviously you got the $4 million till you get to a threshold. I was looking at Fetty from the White Sox. He's a $7.5 million, and he's okay.
No,
he's
right.
The type of guy you'd like, but you can't. Patrick Sandoval from the Angels could be somebody you could look at, but he's to it. But he just went. He's got an arm injury. He's not good, but he's got an arm injury.
Well, let's get another arm injury in here.
No, and you don't want that. And, I mean, he's been terrible.
Let's get another arm injury in. That sounds like a good idea.
We've got enough arm injuries ourselves. Can you go out? You know what I want? Garrett Crochet. Why not?
Yeah. No, on a rookie deal? Yeah. That'd be really,
why not?
Really awesome.
If you're going to target, why not target him?
Yeah. No. The White Sox are probably looking to give him for next to nothing.
No, they are going to move him, though.
Yeah, probably next to nothing.
Why?
No. They'll want a lot.
Yeah, they're going to want a lot.
Yeah,
right. But, he's 6.
I thought
6.
You just said you want to just give up some.
He's
some
6-6. Well, I mean, if you're going to look at a guy like this, I consider
he's 6-6
this.
He's 6-6 because the Astros
just
beat his ass.
You know coming back for sure? Luis Garcia. They need to look at him.
Yeah. Ooh, you think they would like Luis
if they're smart, yeah. Would you give up Jacob Melton and in a package with other players for Garrett Crochet?
I would absolutely.
I'd consider it. I want to know what it looks like.
We don't even know if he can pitch without rocking the baby, because we haven't seen it yet. We have not seen him pitch well without rocking the baby. That's for sure. All right, time to break. 713-780-3776. We have not gotten to that Rocket story because the draft is this week. So we will do that on the other side. Right now, though, we're talking about Canstead and Dublin. What? How about $11? You know what? The Hawk Tua thing? Here's the thing about Canstead and Dublin, though. When you're dipping, you spit, right? Hawk to a spit.
Not like that.
No, on that, no.
Not like that.
Not like that.
Yeah.
But here's the deal with Canstead and Dublin. You don't spit. You don't spit.
Canstead and Dublin?
Huh?
Can women do that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they can dip. Have you ever seen a woman dip? It's great. It's really attractive.
I can't, not that I can recall.
It's really, no, it really, really is attractive. And here's the deal is you don't have to spit, though. Hey, ladies, if you do want to dip, or any guy you want to dip and you don't want to be gross and you want to not be dangerous and you want to do it economically, because how about this? 5 canisters for $11.25. What? Hemp in a pouch made of hemp. And it's the canisters. You open it up. You put it in a pouch. Boom. You got that same sensation. You got the same flavor that you love. You love citrus, wintergreen, tobacco, all of the flavors. Now, you don't have any tobacco in it because it's got CBD oil in it. And you don't want to spit because you got CBD oil, which has got the healing situation. So if you're looking for a great way to change whatever dip habit you have, and you don't have to hawk Tua, all you have to do is go to 975dip.com. That's 975dip.com. All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. Will you be mad if it's Reed Sheppard?
Mad? No, I don't think mad's the right word for it. No, I don't have room for. I can't work up any. I don't have anybody that I don't want or whatever. Reed is a guy who can shoot. He's an athlete who can shoot. I think he's a little bit limited in terms of how you're going to use him. I'm worried about the glut at the position. I think I've come around on the fact that Klingon's probably the guy that I would want. Just pure rim runner. Gives you a shot blocker. I don't look at this draft as a draft that's going to have a big impact on your future as a Houston Rockets. Not every draft does. And it's not considered a good draft. I think what you're doing is you're adding another commodity that can be used in the future as a trade bait. That's how Daryl Morey, when he ever made a draft pick, other than Capella, most of them were used in trades. So most of the guys he ever drafted got traded.
Have you seen the stat over the last 5 years, the Rockets have the number one draft value in the NBA.
Yeah, they've done a phenomenal job
right.
with that.
Alperen Şengün and Cam Whitmore.
Now, really, they also really have been drafted. They've drafted earlier. Now, not...
No, 15 and 20.
Not Whitmore. And Şengün was in the middle, yeah. But, you know, you also have to look at Jabari Smith. From a draft value standpoint, him and Jalen Green actually probably are not way up there. They're probably about in the middle. But they also have had two picks in those drafts, and they've done a really good job. They've done a good job. They also had a billion holes to fill. So they were going to get playing time. They were going to be developed a little easier. But they've done a nice job, a combination of a good situation to rebuild, but also doing a good job of drafting good players, man. Rafael Stone and Eli Wittes and the entire Rocket organization have done a really good job of drafting good talent. Yep. They really have. And talent that now have value. Is Tari Eason, are they going to stick around forever? I don't know. I think eventually you're getting to a point where you have so many commodities you can start to package and move, and you have draft picks on the way, and the Rockets are in a really favorable – this is a great opportunity for the Rockets to figure out how they want to go about this, because – but it also is dangerous. Like, you could go in one direction or another, but if you make it in the right direction, if you take the right fork in the road, you could end up becoming a major force in the Western Conference for years to come because of the age of the team. And I'm excited. I just don't think this year's draft is going to have a big impact. Like I said, certainly not on this year's team. But I think if they get Reed Shepard and he can shoot. I just don't know
where
he's going to play. He's not playing ahead of Amen. He's not playing ahead of Whitmore, I don't think, as a rookie. I just think this is going to be a rookie year where he doesn't play a whole lot.
If he can shoot, he's going to get on the floor. He'll find a way.
Well, he better be able to defend.
Yeah. Well, that's...
Because Ime Udoka is not just playing a guy because he can shoot. He's got to be able to defend. And he's got to do what Ime Udoka tells him. So one thing we know about Ime Udoka is, look at how he taught lessons out there to players. Like Cam Whitmore, electric scorer. I'll bet you that Reed Shepard's not a better overall scorer coming into this league than Cam Whitmore. But, man, he was teaching Cam Whitmore some lessons out there. And that's fine.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll see. I mean, I don't know. I wouldn't mind clinging either, because how long is Steven Adams going to be here? Right. I mean,
he's going to be here 1 year. That's exactly.
I would think that's probably the way to go.
What about trade back? I'm okay with trade back. You pick up commodities with trade back.
What more commodities do you need? You don't need more draft capital.
It depends on how the Rockets look. The Rockets have done a great job with Whitmore, who fell to him, Tari Eason, and Şengün. These guys are outside the top 10. They've done a terrific job. If they evaluate that effectively, man, drop to number 8 if you want to. Drop to number 7. Pick up a backup point guard. You know, something like that. Maybe a shooter on the roster that you can have. Now, you know, I also recognize the roster's getting pretty deep. But I don't know. I wouldn't rule out maybe get a future first. I just wouldn't. That's not lottery protected. I wouldn't rule out the Rockets moving back either. They won't move up. There's no real reason to do that.
No, there's nothing there that you would move up for. I don't know. I think they'll stick at 3, and I think I'm thinking it'll be Klingon, because then you got a guy for years to come along with Alpi.
Yeah, and you look at it, and like I said, I don't think this year's draft is going to have an impact on this year's team much. But Klingon is a good, like, you shouldn't be drafting for this year. You're drafting for the totality. And Klingon is the one that makes the most sense, because you get a guy to run with Alpi who can do the shot blocking, who can do the weak side. You know, that would make a lot of sense. And can defend high post, has a little quicker feet, so he can do the high screen and roll stuff.
You got somebody that you can play when you're playing Minnesota. You got somebody that you can play even against Dallas with the addition of Gafford and PJ Washington as well. I mean, I think he makes a lot of sense. Of course, Steven Adams made a lot of sense too, but he's just, you know, he's not going to be a long-term answer. Klingon might be your long-term answer.
Tony brings up, what about next up, Forrest Whitley?
He's already been here and done. And
I know. Could he be coming up next?
Yeah, no.
Why not?
Because you did that for about 12 years now.
No, Forrest Whitley came up, pitched two-thirds of an inning, gave up a hit, and that was it.
Why not Forrest? Where is he? He's on the IL.
Not still,
or,
right?
Forrest Whitley, no. There's no Forrest Whitley. Stop already. Let's get Jared in here before we get...
Forrest Whitley has not pitched a lot lately.
No. Let's get Jared in here before we get Dell's, what is it? Mean things that people say to each other or something? What's it called?
Ship talk.
Jared, what's up?
Hey, guys. You know, Dana Brown and Jim Crane don't run this team. Bagwell didn't even run it. Astros Twitter runs freaking the Astros. Like, since they all came on board in 2017, they got rid of Dusty. They control moves. And, like, I have a solution, and a bunch of people, probably 10% of Astros Twitter agrees with me on this, but a lot of people that I know outside of Astros Twitter, hey, I got a way that we can not only get rid of prospects. It's not going to cost us an arm and a leg. And he's down in the Mexican League. His name is Trevor Bauer. And I don't care. Like, I know that what's it going to hurt to bring a guy in and pay him league minimum and see what he can do? And I know that there's a lot of baggage that comes with that. But, you know, Astros Twitter got their feelings hurt because he had to wear trash throws and all this other crap. But, hey, we've taken villains on before in this city and embraced them. You know what cures that? Winning. And if we can bring somebody in and not cost us prospects, I'm all for it. I don't know about you guys. I know I've heard y'all talk about before. There's got to be something that's going on with him, I guess, that it's blackballing him from the league.
Yeah.
But he was found innocent on that stuff. And
multiple accusations of sexual deviance. That's what's actually...
Yeah, they said that the girl...
That one, like, but he's got other accusations.
Are you supposed to be in his bedroom?
He's got other accusations against him.
Well,
not just that one.
But what? But he doesn't have. Where's the guilty plea? Where's the guilty verdict on him?
Yeah, I don't have one.
I mean,
all I know is that we did it before.
It'll be the Astros.
Why should the Astros be the ones to jump out on that limb? Well, there's no guilty verdicts. The rest of Major League Baseball decided, you know what?
No.
We're not good at
it. Well, some of it, too, Jared, I think has to do with the fact that he may not be considered the greatest teammate.
And not only that, okay, he had 18 strikeouts in A-ball. That's the same league, apparently, that Robinson Cano is in.
It's 44-50. It's dominating. Yeah.
Yeah.
And well, Robinson, he played Japanese league. He's played Mexico. He's doing everything he can. Look. I've seen bad. Deshaun Watson got $280 million guaranteed because he could play.
Yeah.
And the Cleveland Browns said, we're going to take a chance on him. It's not like a major league.
Working out for them.
If the Astros didn't have their background, their baggage, yeah, absolutely. But I just don't think Jim Crane and the organization is going to risk having
that kind
of
backlash. But there are other teams who don't have the baggage.
I know.
And they're not touching them either.
And I'm kind of curious as to now keep in mind also, I know this from talking to different organizations in different sports, in basketball and football at least. I haven't talked in baseball. There is a league-wide security group. And they do PI. And a lot of teams also have their own. I mean, all the NFL teams do. But they have league-wide security that will go do research on this stuff and get the intel. They get intel on this. Major League Baseball has intel on what happened with Trevor Bauer. They have intel on what the police reports say. And they'll share this with Major League teams. So I wonder, you know, even though he's never been found guilty of anything, I wonder if there are teams thinking that he's a ticking time bomb or maybe the combination of things like... The guy likes rough sex. We know that. He's into that. But there's a lot of people who are into bondage and S&M and things like that. That's their own bedroom. That's their own whatever. It's when it becomes criminal or violent or whatever that teams are going to be concerned. And if he does have multiple accusations there, if they're worried that something's going to pop out of nowhere, every team's worst fear is you sign Trevor Bauer and then two more people come forward. That's their biggest concern. Because then, even if he's not found guilty, you're still dealing with the PR nightmare.
Yeah.
You know, why'd you take this guy on?
All right, we got to break it because Dell's Ship Talk is next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Brought to you by nobody right here on the show. Right now, though, Lance, you got Craig DeSurf is bringing it to you.
Yeah, Craig DeSurf is bringing you great offers, great deals right now when it comes to what you are looking for in a vehicle? And that vehicle can be, any number of things, really, any number of vehicles. But I'll give you an example of some of the offers that they've got going on right now. If you are into Chevy trucks, you're going to really like this one. A 2024 Chevy Silverado 1500 crew cab, luxury touring model with a 5.3 liter engine. Now is the time, because you can get a total cash allowance of $5,750. That's 10% below the MSRP, and we haven't even gotten into your trade-in value for whatever you're trading in. Find these deals and more at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. They've got deals just like this on Chevy, on Buick, on GMC. They're all available. And if you love the Chevy vehicle, but you say, I don't want a truck, well, don't worry. How about the Chevy Traverse, which is what me and my wife drive? It is a great SUV. Check them out for yourselves at LanceZCars.com. That's LanceZCars.com.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Every Monday at 8:30, 8:36, we start somewhere around there.
Turn on your mic.
Yeah.
Who's talking? Who's chirping?
We don't know who's chirping.
Who's got something to say?
He's only been doing it for 20 years.
No, he doesn't know.
Who has something to say?
Okay.
Well, multiple people. Yeah. And I referenced this earlier. Last week it broke late that Kelly Stafford, she told a story. She went on a podcast and told a story about how she used the backup quarterback at Georgia to alert Matt Stafford to, I could be gone at any time. You better come correct. And he did. He did.
Apparently he didn't want to be exclusive.
Well, yeah, he's a starting quarterback at Georgia. No kidding.
Right. And so she's like, oh, okay, two can play at that game.
Yes, but she used the quarterback, and then she told the story. By the way, it broke last week, but this isn't the first time she's told the story.
Really?
Me, being an intrepid producer, found a clip from her right after they won the Super Bowl. She was on a podcast before and told the same story.
It just never got out.
I don't know why this one hit more. So I'm going to give you what she said and then play a response from The Pivot. That's a podcast hosted by Ryan Clark, has Channing Crowder and Fred Taylor, a couple Florida boys on it. But first, we're going to hear from Kelly Stafford and why a lot of football players and men in general are a little upset.
Wait, so was he trying to casually date and you were all
Oh, yeah, girl.
Anyways, long story short, it wasn't that cute of a relationship at first. I hated him. I loved him. I dated the backup to piss him off, which worked.
Oh, yes. He was like, that'll do it.
He was the bad boy, too. Like, Matthew's so sweet and southern gentleman and all that stuff. And the backup was the complete opposite.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh, and it upset him. So they lived in the same dorm, because athletes lived in the same dorm, and he would see my car there. And so at one point, he, like, waited and followed me out and got in my car and wouldn't get out. And he was
like, this is so hot.
I was like, this is amazing. Working.
Yeah.
I was get out of my car. And he was like, he's not right for you. And I was like, you can't tell me that.
So men are upset everywhere. Stephen A. Smith has responded, you know, Antonio Brown.
Why does anyone care?
It's everyone's business.
They care because why would you embarrass your husband by telling this story?
You're not the husband.
I thought the same thing. I thought it was a little embarrassing, but he's probably okay with that. I mean, she's already told us. Now that you tell me that she's told the story before, he probably doesn't care, I guess. But I was a little bit, I was thinking, why are you?
The only
thing I'm thinking is, that's a smash. Like, that's not, I dated the quarterback. You saw his car. I just thought, and they've been married for a long time.
They've been together around since 08. Obviously, this is 24. So it's been like a 16-year relationship.
I mean, it's obviously they're
fine.
This is not going to devastate Matthew Stafford. He already knows this.
But men in general were
perturbed. Men have decided this is, I'll be damned if I'm not going to get on and not mind my business. Well, I've got other people's business to mind.
Well, a couple men who decided they didn't want to mind their business are Channing Crowder, Ryan Clark, and Fred Taylor.
Yeah.
I don't know if she's, you know, saying, and it did get viral and everybody wants to go viral and all that. But listen, Mrs. Stafford, what's the point of telling that story at this venture? Y'all are married with kids. Like, it just makes Matt look bad. Like, don't say things that make your spouse look bad. And there's things I've said and the stories I've told and everybody, the Kevin Hart stuff, where I had to go home and Asia was like, damn, you didn't run that past me first. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But I don't even think that's anywhere close to what she's talking about going and giving the cakes up to a backup to make you jealous. And then now you come back around. So you done knocked it down and your buddy done knocked it down and you done came back around and jumped in the car. Man, Jesus. That was unacceptable for me. And if I say it's unacceptable, you know, it's crazy.
So, but to be fair, men can do that and it's not the same.
Listen,
it's not the same heat that they take.
It's how they started their relationship.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's 16 years ago.
And so what? I mean,
yeah, but it did hit me. It did hit me a certain type of way. I'm not gonna.
Did it?
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie.
Lance
really
ain't
did.
Unique. He's probably the more popular opinion.
Yeah.
Is that why would you tell that story?
That's what I just thought. Like, why are you putting that story out there? But
I don't know.
If Matt Stafford's good with it, well, I mean, it's new to other people. It's not new to him, and he's probably fine with it.
Well, we'll move on to this. Apparently, the Celtics did it for America. If we're asking Nick Young and Gilbert Arenas.
Swaggy and the Thief?
The Celtics did it for America, winning that title. Here's Nick Young's reasoning.
Give it up for America. Because we won, baby. America won, baby. Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown did it for America. They put Luka ass out. Oh my God!
Somebody's
high. I got so tired of everybody talking about these foreigners and shit. America is here, baby. Come it's on, America's man. League, baby. It's America's league. I hope y'all see it. Tatum here, motherfucker. Brown.
Oh,
what?
Bang.
Now what now?
Yeah.
It's whatever. You can hit the jump button at any time. So that's Nick Young saying the Celtics did it for America. I didn't know. Considering how the voting went about who we want to win, America was strictly on the Mavericks side. But according to Nick Young, they did it for America.
Most people did not want the Celtics.
Yeah. Let's move to actual ship talk. If you don't know, the Olympics are in France this year, Paris specifically. And they want some of their free swim events, not, you know, some of the races, but like some of the triathlon, swimming, maybe the 10K stuff to be in the Seine, which isn't a very clean body of water. In fact, it's kind of like a runoff. But they want to put Olympic swimmers in there, and there's a discussion about how clean it is, and there's a protest going on that may lead to it being even dirtier.
The protest in Paris is happening tomorrow, and this is what the Seine looks like today. The government has spent over €1 billion trying to clean the Seine before the Paris Summer Olympics that start in 1 month, and it's not working. So Parisians have set up a website telling everyone to go poop in the Seine tomorrow on June 23rd, which is when President Emmanuel Macron and Paris Mayor Anne Hidalgo both said they'd go swim to prove it's clean. The website even has a calculator so that people who live far from Paris can know when they need to poop in the river for it to flow down to Paris at noon tomorrow. But even today, without the poop, the Seine looks awful. It's even more green in person, and I saw people dumping garbage into it. Apparently, they've done multiple tests, and the level of bacteria in the Seine is 3 times higher than other open water swimming events allow. However, the Olympic Committee says there's no reason to doubt the swimming events for the Olympics won't take place in the Seine this summer, and they're confident the swimmers will be able to use it.
It's a dirty body of water.
Everybody go pooping.
The French want the athlete to swim in it, and so
everyone knows this is going to happen.
Yes.
What's
going to
happen?
At least they're threatening. They're all going to poop in the Seine River.
Yeah.
And so everyone knows it's going to happen at a certain time. There's a website. It's now been put on multiple sites. So the entire country knows this. They're going to try to stop it, obviously. But like where? How? How are they going to? Are they going to try to stop it?
I got a question, though. Can all these people poop at will?
You go down there when you have to.
Well, yeah, you just okay.
No, you but just put it in a bag and throw it in. Just put it in a bag and throw it in.
Oh, no.
Who wants to stand there?
Gross.
Who wants to stand there like this?
Oh. No,
I am not carrying a bag.
I would much rather stand there and do that.
You think you can do that on command with everyone watching you?
I don't think everyone has to be there actually carry.
And you're squatting over what water? You're going to fall in 100%. What? Don't throw up, John.
You're going to make me puke.
No.
Okay.
They're going to be squatting over, and what if? Oh.
No, no. Carrying it in a bag is worse.
All right.
What if it's ready?
Let's go to a more wholesome topic. Lance had a nice daddy-daughter day. I know about this because he put it up on social media for clout.
Tell people how good you
are. He put it up for clout. Well, Sabrina Carpenter is a pop star.
It's my daughter's one of her favorites.
Right? Well.
Espresso.
Yes, that's a popular song. Mm-hmm. Maybe you need to bleep a certain word in that song. But she's very popular, and she was talking to a fan. And the fan was there with her mom. And the fan revealed something that her mom would have preferred she didn't.
Who did you come here with tonight?
I'm here with my mom.
Aww.
Hi, Paloma's mom.
Hi, Paloma's mom.
I chose you because you told me that you were heartbroken, and I wanted to know what happened.
Well, my mom slept with my boyfriend, and she doesn't know I know.
Oh, my God.
My mom slept with my boyfriend.
And she doesn't know I know.
Well, how
she
did
does
that
now.
So well, that had to have been a setup. Like, how did she get a microphone?
Well, Sabrina Carpenter, she talks to her fans. And I guess during a break between songs, a fan might have told her she was heartbroken. So she said, let me stop by and talk to you. What's wrong? And then the fan told her what's wrong. My mom slept with my boyfriend.
Have you ever heard of Sabrina Carpenter, John?
I don't know who that is.
How many Instagram followers do you think she has?
I don't. Probably 8 billion. No one knows.
36 million.
Yeah, she was a...
Height, 4'11".
She's a small person.
She rides horses. Wee.
You know who she's dating, John? She's dating the dude who's licking the bathtub in Saltburn.
No.
Wait.
Yes.
She's dating that guy?
Yes.
He's
dating
got the
Barry.
Creepiest face in the world.
Yeah. She's dating... And the scuttlebutt, as far as pop gossip is, he has a young toddler with another woman that he's not around with because he's hanging out on a world tour with Sabrina Carpenter.
Wait, what?
What a good guy.
That's what they say. I don't know if he's an active dad, but they're pointing out that Barry, but bathtub licker, Barry Keegan, is that his name, his real name?
Yeah.
He's hanging out with the pop star.
He does have a weird face, but he licks bathtubs. I'm sorry. If I'm a girl, I can't after watching.
He doesn't just lick bathtubs. He does stuff to graves.
Yeah.
And, no, he does stuff.
And,
well, at least his character does
stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't care.
I do need to remember.
As far as I'm concerned, he did it. That's all. I can't get past that.
Barry would tell you, I'm just acting.
Yeah. Well, that's okay. I'm sorry.
You know, they probably just cleaned the tub after the guy got out, John. He probably did not lick up that substance.
You don't know.
Man, I don't even know if that guy did what he appeared to do.
You don't know.
I said, I don't know.
I know.
I said, I don't know, actually.
Well, they're good actors, then. Really good actors, because it grossed me out.
Gosh, she's 4'11".
4'11". That's wee. Time for you to talk about maybe QC Kinetics. Maybe she can grow.
No, they don't have. They're not taking growth shots.
Okay,
they're out there trying to help your joint health. And you know, there are some people who have, from a DNA standpoint, just a genetic thing. They have joint issues with shoulders. I know it's run in my family. You may have shoulder issues. You may have issues with knees, degenerative hips, whatever the case may be. Did you know that my friends over at QC Kinetics, that's where their strength lies in regenerative medicine. It's the way to go. And they've got the top doctor basically in the world in that, who leads the charge over at QC Kinetics. And that's why they've been so successful. You can read the reviews, but QC Kinetics attacks the joint with regenerative processes. And they take the body's healing power, they concentrate it, they put it back into the joint. And so what happens is it starts to immediately regrow lost tissue and restructure and repurpose the damaged tissue, so that all of a sudden, man, you're starting to feel that inflammation goes away. Well, the way you feel better is that you don't have the same pain. So the chronic pain begins to subside, the mobility improves, and before you know it, you're out doing the things that you always love to do. But wouldn't you love to get away from chronic pain? It's the worst, and it can have a big impact on quality of life. Don't put up with that. Go with regenerative medicine. The steroid shots are nothing but Band-Aids. Get a solution with QCKinetics.com. 4 locations around the Houston area. You can sign up for a consultation at QCKinetics.com.
Game 7 tonight, along with the Aggies and the Vols. That's going to be – we got a good night of sports tonight. Nothing better than Game 7. That'll be on the big TV, and the Aggs get the side TV. Sorry, Aggs. I mean, I know it's big. It's big for you. But you do have a women's tennis title this year. So, I mean, I think at least you got that to walk away. If you walk away with that, okay, that'll be, you got yourself something that you can be proud of. I was rooting for the Aggies yesterday. I wanted to see him win a title.
I did too.
Yeah.
I was too.
I was thinking, I feel bad for Jeff Kent's kid, though. I mean, it just seems like he's so tough. He's so tough. Now, Jeff Kent's kid didn't even play for most of the season. Somebody got injured, and he came in, and he's been lighting it up. And I don't know, Jeff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Jeff Kent was probably like, oh, you see?
They were showing the guy he took over his job. They were showing him, like, well, in the dugout.
The kid is a first-round pick that got hurt. Yeah. But Kent's kid is—he's actually played pretty damn well. He didn't come through yesterday. He had a big situation and he popped up with two men on. About the sixth or seventh inning, and that was a big play. I was hoping for him to be a hero because I know how it just looks like Jeff Kent is so hard to be as a dad.
He doesn't even look. He looks the same Jeff Kent in the stands. He's just.
I know.
He's just. He doesn't like. There's no. And maybe I didn't see it enough. You know, maybe I just saw a few shots of him. But even when his son got a hit, like he was moderately pleased. But he just, and from talking to some Matt, you know this. I don't know that he was they didn't dislike him on the Astros. He just wasn't like, he would not have done well on this iteration of the Astros teams that we've had since 17. He wouldn't have really fit this locker room great.
No. He didn't fit that team.
No.
That
team was a, you know, hey, this is how you play baseball. That was a team also.
No, that was a pretty close team, yeah.
Yeah, no, but their thing was different. It was like, this is how you play baseball, and, you know, Jeff didn't get along with Barry Bonds. Like, he's just had issues getting along with different teammates because he's a red ass, but I get there's something else to him, I guess, that kind of rubs people the wrong way. Remember when he said he got hurt? What was his deal? Washing a truck, or did he get hurt washing a truck?
Right,
or?
He was washing. He fell off. He was washing his truck, and he fell off.
Did he say that? But he actually got hurt on an ATV.
Yes, yes.
That's what it was.
That's
right?
What it was. Yeah, that's what it was. But he was. He's standoffish. He's. I don't know if he's conceited, but he's awfully. He's like a not a great. He's not very congenial. Let's just put it that way. And you could see it in the stands. Man, nobody goes near him. He's eating peanuts watching the game.
Would you?
No, I wouldn't.
Would you ever
I didn't go near him when I was in the locker room.
Yeah, would you ever approach him to this
day?
There's no reason to.
I didn't approach him when I was in the locker room interviewing people.
Who are the three worst people you've ever had to deal with in from any time you've been in sports? You've been in Green Bay, you've been in Arizona, you've been in Louisiana, you've been like your worst people to deal with. Can be coaches, players, but somebody who is part of the game.
Jimmy Williams was the worst.
He was the worst?
He was the worst.
Why do you say that?
Because
you were doing pregame and postgame then?
I was, yes.
Okay.
And he was such an a-hole. I mean, just the way he answered questions, everything about him, I had no love for Jimmy Williams at all. Right after the All-Star game when he got booed, it was like, he's out of here. That's nice. Who else did I really like didn't deal? Actually, I didn't like dealing with at all running back number 23 for the Texans.
Oh, Arian.
Arian Foster.
But you had him on the air for a while, right?
He was on with Sean. He changed as soon as
Sean Pendergast. Okay.
He changed as soon as he signed that contract.
Yeah, they say he was.
He changed.
And he also said social media made him different. He said that.
Yeah, I mean, he just did some a-hole things. He started speaking in a British accent, and just because he, you know.
Not on the show.
No, in the locker room.
I like
in the locker room.
Now.
I was just like.
Because he didn't want to do interviews.
Because he didn't want to do it. Yeah. And I really can't think of.
Well, there's got to be some Astros.
Well, I'll tell you, Jim Mora was really, really difficult.
Yeah.
Really difficult because there was a guy, Ron Swoboda, who played for the Mets, who was a weekday anchor, a sports anchor in New Orleans, that asked the dumbest questions ever.
Mm-hmm.
And it really pissed Jim Mora off. and Jim Mora.
Wasn't
and
Ron Swoboda's former baseball player?
Ron Swoboda was, yeah, he was a right fielder for the Mets. Right? He was on the 69 Mets that won the World Series. And he asked the dumbest questions ever. I mean, it was just, we all go, oh, my goodness. But he pissed off, he got Jim Mora in a bad mood all the time. And Jim Mora was just very difficult to deal with. Very difficult. But nobody worse than Jimmy Williams. Jimmy Williams was the worst. Anyway, I don't know why.
What about, there was there. A, well, you're bringing it up because I asked you a question, but wasn't there an Astros outfielder, not, was it Orlando Palmeiro, who if you got anywhere near he's one of the ones I was thinking of. If you got anywhere near his little cubby hole.
He, oh my God, because Lance Berkman was next to his, and we would all clamor around Lance, and boy, Palmeiro would come over. But we never, I never talked to Palmeiro. I mean, it's like, you know, I'm not talking to you. It doesn't matter. Now, as far as an a-hole in the locker room, well, the biggest a-hole in the locker room was Mitch Molusky. Mitch Molusky was the biggest a-hole of any in the locker room.
Yeah, he said.
He went to, I don't know, Carl, the training guy, put his bats in not exactly the way Mitch Molusky wanted them, and Molusky took them all out of his locker room, all out of his locker, and threw them all over the floor, and started throwing his stuff all over the floor in the locker room. Oh, Bagwell got in his kitchen, boy. Oh, my God.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Who was it that Molusky got into it with behind the bat?
Punched the right fielder in the face and behind the batting cage. Yeah,
I thought he got his ass kicked.
No, Molusky punched.
Punched who?
Oh, it was a utility guy that played and played some right field for.
Not our Bill Spires.
Not our Billy Spires.
He would have been.
No.
We would have.
God, I forget who it was. Billy. It's on the internet. I'll bet you. Anyway, he was the biggest a-hole in the locker room, and your boy that you sing about. Spring and rain, hell below.
Oh, Brett Myers.
Brett Myers.
Yeah.
He was a piece of work.
Matt Mischke is who he punched.
Matt Mischke. Yep. Matt Mischke.
Those are some of the a-holes.
Yep.
And Tim Papura.
No, Tim Papura was a nice guy.
Was he?
Yes. Very nice guy. Not to you, but
didn't
he was
know
a
minor
nice
league
guy.
Baseball, that's for sure.
Time to talk about HRP. Listen, I'm pretty sure at some point, HRP is going to be calling me. I know it because it's just something that's going to happen. If you're looking for the best way for HR to take care of problem employees like me, HRP is here for you. HRP, I'm telling you, they can save you so much money. The thing about this payroll and HR thing is that's not your business. You don't know it as well as they do. It's something that you got to do. Because your business is growing. You're successful. If you're a CFO or a CEO of a company and your business is growing and you're starting to get more employees, well, we found that this company that we were with before HRP, they wouldn't grow with us. They wouldn't give us a break. We went from 25 to 75 employees, and they were like, no, that's what we charge. Sorry. And we were like, nope. When you buy in bulk, you should get a better deal. And HRP, hey, customize a deal for everybody. And your deal is going to be different than other people's deal. Smaller businesses, bigger businesses is going to be different because your business is different. So they're going to customize a plan that's going to be perfect for you. And then they're give you those the benefits packages, a choice on those, as opposed to the admin companies that are forcing their benefits packages on you. See if you can save. See if you can. HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than two decades of experience, with the simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelancer profiles, and get help drafting a job post or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them and take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's Upwork.com. Upwork.com.